Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Yet again, we have an interesting one here. Drive moment. What is your view? Is the greatest song ever? And why does it stand ahead and shoulders above the rest? Basically, what is the best, the greatest song
ever
of all time? That is the question. So for me, personally, I believe there's no such thing as best song of all time, because musical taste is subjective. And it also varies greatly, you know. However,
in your view, in your world.
Yeah, in my world. Do you know what? Like now, I've been thinking about the greatest song of all time. I can't, because I think I've listened to so many songs. But then the question is, does it depend on a song, on the popularity of the song, and the number of CDs or whatever streams that song is getting, or it becomes a personal thing? Like, because there are people who, when there's a popular song, they're like, nah, I don't like it. I like this one that no one really cares about. You know? Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's what about it in your view.
Yeah,
In your world.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking at your playlist, yeah, and this is a song about
what will be your song?
That is such a tough question for me.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
It's such a brutal question for me, because also my greatest of all times depends on what I feel like that week.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yo, guys,
if I'm loving Usher this week.
Yeah, because you're going on stage is a life in.
Absolutely.
As a young Skumba, Billie Jean,
Michael Jackson.
Okay. As a Skumba that did high school, I would say Babyface, maybe. Because that's where maybe someone like Chama or Chama someone. But as an adult Skumba, right now, I would say Mary Mary can't give up now because of the struggles of life. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if you're putting it in phases like that, I would say maybe my younger, because it had a whole lot of influence, was my parents, my grandparents. It will probably be Don't Let the Sun Go Down.
Yeah.
That would definitely...
That is a nice song.
That will definitely top my charts.
You see?
At that time. But has to give Papa, give a Flirtatious, and also adult Flirtatious, not... Because high school to varsity Flirtatious, it would be Music Soul Child. Mm. That was my go-to album. It would be my go-to.
Yeah.
Then...
Yeah, well.
Confessions, his older work.
My boo.
Good Kisser now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we go to a ruin, but I'll say Good Kisser Confessions today.
Yeah, Babyface, never keep a secret.
Yeah, it's a very difficult one, because I think chances are what I would say is my best song of all time. It's probably something that I haven't heard in 18 years and I've completely forgotten about it.
Oh, this is helpful. Must say, your statement is utterly helpful. It's so helpful.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, that is just me, the great one. The most electrifying.
Oh, there's still Stevie Wonder, isn't she lovely?
Yeah, yeah, bro. Then there's also Marvin Gaye, more great I love.
Yeah, quing.
Oh, my God.
There's too many songs. So you know what? I'll take key from our listeners.
Yeah, and I think our listeners will not struggle
from
as much
our
as
listeners.
We would.
Yeah, I hope they make me go, yeah, exactly. That's the one.
063-688-0959.
Let's go.
Share your voice note now.
063-688-0959. It's a tough one, but for me, the first thing when you guys introduced the topic I thought of was my all-time favorite. This is personal. I got introduced to the school when I was in university studying music. It's Chick Corea, Spain. Every version of that song is amazing.
Sure. Chick Corea.
Woo!
superstar. I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope, you know, I'm not accused of killing people. But I think he just passed on.
Ma.
I hope I'm not. I'm wrong. Chicoria.
Chicoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicoria.
I don't know that song.
Yeah. Chicoria. Wow.
For me, Man in the Mirror, I love that song. I can listen to it any day, all day.
Yes. Angie, greatest song of all time.
Oh, Sade, There Must Have Been an Angel by Your Side. I can't remember what the actual name is. Kiss of Life.
Kiss of Life.
Oof.
Ken?
Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Happy Natalie Party.
Wow. Como so, don't roll your eyes.
Como so, last one's a choose a pin, I think.
Greatest song of all time.
No, but I'm asking, Glenn, oh, no, but choose a pin.
Exactly, Glenn, thank you, Glenn. Man. Thank you.
Oh, but
Glenn,
I choose a pin.
You are being so antagonistic towards me today.
Luena, anteao. Antagonistic.
It's been what?
Antagonistic.
Antagonistic. Let me get these words, Khumut.
What do you mean?
Antagonistic.
Yeah.
Sports news.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm not trying to be funny.
You are.
Tanda my ends, pelo.
When was the last time? When I put your phone in there, Khumut's doing every day. When was the last time you're like, whatever you're doing to me right now is antagonistic?
Since film school.
Yes,
because an antagonistic person is the antagonist.
Mm.
And then protagonist.
Why would you be a
man?
Why would you be a why are you trying to be... Why would you be a why are you antagonistic?
I'm a man.
I'm a man. Antagonistic. Shut up.
Mina, I would say it's the one by Kirk Willem, All I Do. I think it's a funky song. It's a romantic song, beat song, jazzy, and it accommodates all the genres. I think so.
Mm. Sweet song.
Now I would classify it in terms of the artist. So for me, definitely Stevie Wonder, because most of his songs have been sampled, you know, by many artists, and most of his songs are still relevant. So I would say Stevie Wonder. And of course, the Queen, Sade, baby, Sade.
You know, we found this song. Stevie Wonder.
Harmonica?
Harmonica. Yeah, harmonica. Yeah. On the song, I think he plays it plus minus 20 times in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Same song.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the end of the song, mm-hmm. if you listen to like the longer version, it plays it 20 different times. Mm.
So, I'm like, yeah. So as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking of a song. Maybe it was not really my favorite song, but maybe also is the impact that it had on the world. And what it did for poor communities. We Are the World.
Okay.
We Are the World. We Are the Children.
And it had all the greatest.
Yeah.
In one room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recording this thing.
Have you seen the document?
I have.
On Netflix.
I have. Yeah.
What Joe Cork?
If you had a favorite singer in that era.
Yeah.
If they were not in that room.
There were
no,
I think
even when you watch the documentary, how they pick all these different artists to eventually get into that room,
and the night that they chose to record that song,
yes,
it's a huge night.
Supposed to be award night,
yeah, like award night, yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes we don't appreciate talent.
Yeah,
you know, we take it for granted because as a normal person, you just listen to a song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's
you know, you don't question yourself like, okay. They've got 7 or 15 artists on a song.
Mm.
Yes, 6 minutes.
Mm.
How did they pull it off?
Mm.
And how did they bring them together in one studio?
Mm.
Because the world is a huge station. What Joe Cocker come from Europe. People were coming from different parts of the world or different states. How do you get them in one studio at a go? People with big egos.
Yeah.
Who are superstars.
Watch that documentary.
Now, I'm watching this.
It's the greatest song of all time, but the greatest song I've ever heard the original and the remix. It's by Alison Crooked's Crossroad, the original and the remix by DJ Spinner.
Share
your voice note now.
0636880959. Mina, one of my favorite all-time songs, Ge Eye to Eye Ya Shaka Khan. Yes. I think it's just so beautiful with the arrangement of the song. It's just a great song for me.
Hi, Kaya FM. This is Lebo Asemdeni. My greatest old song. It's Whitney Houston, Step by Step. So I'm taking it step by step.
Step by step, you know I'm taking that. Bit by bit, bit by bit. Come on, stone by stone, yeah. Brick by brick, brick by brick.
I would say my favorite song of all times would be Ibekezela by Ibekezela.
The greatest song. Please, Batu, include Celebrate Part 1 by Subject. Bina ele ya di kitchen party. Ayidlala.
Come on.
Indawo ibancane.
Come on. Hey. She bomb. Yo, I mean, Abu, people like the Coltrane, Huma Sikela, maybe Tanai, maybe Hela Chilese, or that song, yeah, Jonas Gwangwa, Khomo, Khomo Listo. And I also thought of, this song. I remember hearing this song when I was a little man by a guy who used to be, just like Muhammad Ali, changed his name. You know, Muhammad Ali used to be called Cassius Clay. Abdullah Ibrahim.
Mm-hmm.
A song called Men and Back. Makoti sona le pere, pere sona le maku.
Sankara mera. Nili mang di sona habili?
Dollar brand.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Originally.
Okay. Sankara mera.
Dollar brand, now Abdullah Ibrahim. Yeah.
I don't know, he changed his name.
Yeah, he did change his name.
Oh, awesome.
That's the song. It's called Men and Bag.
Mm-hmm.
Men and Bag.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kamoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.